Welcome to Popternative, where we dive into topical discussions from the worlds of pop culture, social media, and sports. Here is your host, Peter Remoliotis, a.k.a. PD Beats.
Hello and welcome to the Popternative podcast. It's the podcast where we have digital discussions, the worlds of sports, pop culture, and social media. Today's episode is sponsored by Sockstraps. Visit Sockstraps' website for all their information on the new Kickstarter. I'm going to quickly introduce my guest. He's currently on the off season, so I'm really happy that he has a little bit more time to join us. We're talking to Carolina Hurricanes prospect Nicolas Roy. Nick, welcome to Popternative.
Hi.
So right off the bat, I just mentioned you're on the off season. Crazy year for you. It was a big 2016-2017. You played in the World Juniors. You had another pretty big year with the Saguenay in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. Talk about how you've kind of been recharging your batteries in the off season. I mean, I know you're still training and everything, but I'm sure there's a little bit more downtime.
Yeah, for sure. After the season, I think I took 2 weeks off. I think it was important for me because, like you said, it was a big week. Yeah, I mean a big season. And it's important to recover. But then I think I had a really big summer working out and power skating, agility, and all that stuff. So I think I'm ready for the season.
And how would you describe your year as a whole? I mean, there was so much excitement, you know, and it was a pretty good year for Chicoutimi as well, yourself. And like I said, you didn't play as many games because, you know, you're at the World Juniors and you're at camps as well. But you still put about 80 points, I believe, in about 53 games. And what would you say the word, whether it's like emotion or passion, is there a word to describe your year with the Saguenay this year?
I think it was perseverance.
Yep, perseverance.
We always, even if we were losing 3-0 and at the end of the third period, we knew it was not over. I think the best word is resilience. We were always coming back from games when people thought the game was over. I think all the guys were going all out, and that's pretty much why we end up having such a great year.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And now, I mean, you know, you're 20 years old right now, looking kind of at the next chapter of your career. You are a prospect of the Carolina Hurricanes in the National Hockey League. How has that been these last couple of years as a prospect? I mean, I know we've had a lot of players on the show talk about how it is difficult to balance, you know, because one, you're under contract with, you know, your National Hockey League team at an entry-level deal, but you have your team in junior to focus on as well. But I'm sure, you know, it's always in the back of your head that you're part of the Carolina Hurricanes organization and you're always representing them no matter what you do. Did you find that hard to balance it, like Chicoutimi, Carolina? I know you're with Chicoutimi, but I'm sure, I mean, you're sure says property of the Hurricanes, right?
So. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You think about it. I mean, I want to be Carolina Hurricanes as soon as possible, and I'm really proud to be with this organization. But like you said, when I was with the Saguenay, I need to think about that team and to focus to be like to improve my game and my strength and everything. So, I mean, that's two different things. But like right now, the season is with the Saguenay is over, so I'm ready to. For the camp with Carolina.
And, you know, we ask a lot of players this. I mean, your routine, I mean, you're probably going to the gym a lot, I'm sure. You're doing a lot of that training. I mean, is there anything specifically that Nicolas Roy was working on this summer? I mean, you know, a lot of people say, you know, getting bigger, getting stronger. I mean, you're already a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
So I don't really know. But is there anything, is there anything specific, any skills on the ice that you were kind of working on? Anything that you were trying to maybe tweak? Because there's always work to be done, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm a tall guy, and I think I have to improve on my skating agility.
Yep.
Like I said, I did a lot of power skating and like in the gym, I was working on my feet, quicker feet. So that's pretty much what I worked on this summer.
Well, that's good. And a few other little things as well. You know, your sister, we talked about before, plays hockey as well. She plays for Ottawa, University of Ottawa, the Gigi's. So I guess was hockey just from day one, just a big part of your whole life as a family? Because she's playing as well, right?
Yeah, she's playing. She's pretty good. Second year university with Gigi's, like you said. But no, my father was a basketball player. He played played university, was pretty good. I don't know why my...
You're tall, so...
Yeah, he's tall. He's 6'2". But I don't know why me and my sister ended up playing hockey. We just asked her father to try it, and we just enjoyed it.
I mean... I find it's funny because he played basketball. It's pretty good. I mean, it's in the genes because you're a pretty tall guy, like you said, right? So, did you ever play? I'm sure you played other sports growing up too. I mean, hockey was the most important one. Did you play basketball growing up?
No. I mean, a little bit, but I was playing tennis. I was playing till 12 years old. Maybe I was playing hockey during the winter and tennis in the summer, and then. After 12, I had to start working more specific, so I end up only playing hockey.
Did you find it helped, though, playing more than one sport? Because a lot of people think that it kind of helps. I mean, you have your one sport that you focus on. That's the sport you want to do for the rest of your life. But playing other sports, I mean, does it help you be a well-rounded athlete, do you think?
I think yes, especially tennis. We, like I said, need to be fast. That's good for cardio, quick feet, and the hands too. So I think tennis is a pretty good sport to develop hockey skills too.
There's a player that played midget AAA for the Cumberland Grads in the HEO U18 league, Hockey Eastern Ontario, Alex Ross, and he's a very good hockey player, but he's focused on football. So he's going to school. Yeah. He's going to a prep school in Ontario for football, but he's still on the ice, training. And he's a really big guy, And he says he's playing just hockey, more for fun. But he, he's focused on football. So I always find that interesting, especially when you have, I'm sure there was a point, too, where you were pretty good at tennis. And then you were maybe like, oh, I'm playing hockey, but I have to make a decision. Was there ever any doubt? That maybe, was tennis more of a hobby or were you serious at it?
No, it was serious. I was playing big tournament in Quebec. When I was 10 years old, I was second for under 10 years old. Mm. So I was pretty good, but there was no really decision because I enjoy hockey so much. And here in Abitibi, Hamas, my small town, there's no inside court of tennis, so it was kind of impossible to pursue through that sport. Mm-hmm.
And we talked a little bit about it before we recorded, but big year. I mean, one thing I think that everyone will remember for many years, and I'm sure you're not going to forget your experience at the World Junior Hockey Championships in Montreal and Toronto. You got to represent Canada, and it was a gold medal. Traditional matchup between Canada and USA that went to a shootout. But that whole experience for you must have just been surreal and crazy, and it must have just helped your career. For a lot of people say that they're not the player they were, they're the player they are now because of the World Juniors. It really helps you.
Yeah, for sure it helped me. I mean, it was just a dream to be a part of this organization. I mean, since I'm 4 or 5 years old, I'm watching this tournament every Christmas time, and it's just playing there in Montreal and Toronto. For sure, it was unbelievable, and I improve a lot, that's for sure.
And Pop Turnative is like a social media centric show, so social media is like something that we like talking about a little bit, and social media is a big part of the World Juniors. Well, it's a big part of sports, but a lot of people are watching it. I mean, you guys don't really have your phones with you during the tournament because Hockey Canada took them away, but I mean, there a lot of players, say that they didn't have any problems, just focusing on the game. But it's always going to be a little bit of a distraction, especially if you don't have your phone. Did that doubt ever come into mind? What are people saying about us? Or I'm sure you, Did that ever come to mind at all, or is it just kind of like, whatever, like we have a game to play, we're representing our country, forget about everything else?
Yeah, I think that's more that mindset. I mean, the games are so important, and the tournament is so short, so we have to be focused on the task, and I think we were able to do that.
And it's just, there's so many storylines every year with that tournament. It's like, you think you've seen it all, but new things happen. And new, like, countries, like, for example, Denmark was fantastic in that tournament. And they you know, really put a stamp on the hockey world. And it's just, it you just see these new players. And, you know, you look at Charlie McAvoy, who played for Team USA, and he made a little bit of an impact. Well, not a little impact, but he played pretty well with the Boston Bruins in the playoffs in the first round. And did you see that as something as well? Like, did you kind of realize that, you know, all the scouts are watching, everyone's looking, you're representing Team Canada, but Carolina Hurricanes are looking as well. Did you kind of see that almost like, not like an audition, but like as a test to prove that you can kind of play on the big stage?
Yeah, for sure. Like, you see, like you said, McAvoy and guys like that, Jost play a couple of games too, and guys like that are playing in the NHL. So you see that you're close from the NHL, but at the same time, you try to don't think about it and just think about winning the tournament. So, I mean, it was our goal. So for sure, we didn't end up winning the gold medal, but I think we played really good, and I really enjoyed that tournament.
And it was an unbelievable tournament, and Team Canada for the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. There was a lot of players from the Q that came out, and I'm pretty sure in that gold medal game, every goal was scored by a player in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it was
Lozon, Shabbat, Joseph, and you.
And
So it's interesting to hear. And that goes to my second question. Julien Gauthier not only plays in the same league as you, but he's also a Carolina Hurricanes prospect.
Yeah.
That must help, you know, having that familiarity in the room and knowing and seeing him at, you know, training camps, Carolina Hurricanes. That must help the chemistry, you know, for Team Canada.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we know each other. We're two pretty good friends. We played together at the tournament. We played together at the Carolina Hurricanes camp, so we know each other. And to be with this guy at the tournament was just unbelievable.
It was crazy. And what I find interesting too is, I mean, maybe not for you, but like, I just, you know, you're two guys that can put the puck in the net, but you're two bigger guys as well, right? So I just find there's some similarities in the style of your game as well. I mean, maybe you think there's differences as well, but I mean, you might make an argument that you score more goals than him, which can be true. But that must have been interesting as well too, right? Because you kind of come from the same, like you're similar, like, player as him. You could talk about that as well, compare similarities. Where I just find that was a really cool storyline just to see that. And you saw it with like the St. John Sea Dogs, you know, Callum Booth and Julien Gauthier, they're both, you know, Carolina Hurricane prospects. That helps.
And they're small men too, so yes. they were three.
it must help as well. And what we found out, you know, Rubtsov, who got drafted by the Philadelphia Flyers, signed his entry-level deal. He's going to be part of the Saguenays as well. And that's my question too. You know, these we've seen a lot of players come to the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League for 1 or 2 years, because you played a good amount of you played like 3 or 4 years in the Quebec Major Junior
Hockey League. Yeah, 4 years. Yeah,
but you could come in for 1 year and make an impact, like a player like Nico Hischier, and then get drafted first overall.
Yeah.
So, what advice do you have for new players that are coming? Because you're a seasoned vet in the QMJHL. What is your advice for people coming in for the first time? Because it's not pro, but it's the first step of their career.
I mean, just give everything you have. For sure, it's gonna be tough. Like, at the start, it's tougher for 16, 17, but like Nico is here, you can still give an impact to your team. And if you just keep working hard and keep improving, for sure it's going to be good for you as far as it goes.
And how have you been, you know, preparing for this transition from junior to pro? Because, like, regardless if it happens this year or next year, it's happening. You know what I mean? It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Whether you're playing in Charlotte, whether you're playing with Carolina, you're going to play. You've played two games with the Charlotte Checkers.
Yeah.
And is there anything specifically you've been... because obviously it's a you know, a faster game, it's a bigger game.
I mean,
how was that adapting to the AHL, even though there's two games? Like, it must have been a whole different world for you.
Yeah, I mean, I worked a lot on my skating. I think I'm way faster than I was last season or two seasons ago. And for sure, I try every practice to make quick plays, because that's pretty much the difference when you play in the NHL or the AHL compared to the QMJHL. It's, you need to be to make faster plays, because the guys are coming faster to you. So that's a big difference.
And that's on the ice, but, you know, off the ice, a big part of it, and you saw it at the World Juniors, is media, doing interviews, talking to people after the games, before games, coming on podcasts like Poptrnative, you know, having an interview. Have you been, like, preparing for that a little bit? I mean, I know some people, you know, just kind of go with it, and there are media training with certain teams, and, you know, at the at rookie showcases, or the NHL does a good job to kind of help you guys. But do you see yourself as someone that, you know, is used to and comfortable, you know, in speaking engagements? Because it is a big part of the job as well.
Yeah, it's part of the job. We know that after games or win or lose, we have to talk to the media. But I think the Sagne or Carolina Hurricanes always, like, we had meetings about it, and they prepare us. And I think I'm good with it now.
Perfect. No, absolutely. Well, you know, it was really cool, you know, to have you on. And it's funny because Julien Gauthier, who I hope watches this, is supposed to come on the show as well, the GOAT, you know. He
yeah.
calls himself the greatest of all time, but
he's... Big GOAT.
Yeah, the big GOAT. but yeah, let's talk about some other stuff now. I mean, it's off season. Let's have some fun, Nick. Like, what have you been watching? What have you been listening to? Like, what have you, like, how have you been? You've had some time off. You've been decompressing, relaxing. What have you been up to? Like, what have you been listening to? What have you been watching? Anything cool?
Like TV show?
Yeah, anything?
Yeah, I'm watching Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Are you, like, you're just starting it, or?
No, season three.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's, that's a classic one. There's so many different shows out there. For some reason, that's the one, you know, you ask players, you know, what they've been watching. Walking Dead comes up, Breaking Bad comes up, Prison Break. We did, I remember, like, at the Russia-Canada series in Gatineau a few years ago, we asked all the players what they're watching on Netflix. They're all watching Prison Break.
Oh, yeah.
I just find that funny.
There's Game of Thrones, too.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
That's my mom's favorite show. She is obsessed with that show. There's so much content out there right now as well, and there's so many, like, podcasts. Like, are you familiar with podcasts or sports shows as well, or are you kind of just watching Netflix? Like,
yeah, I watch more Netflix than that.
Yeah, you know, would it be? I always found it funny too if you were ever, if there was a TV show that they asked you to be, like, a guest star in, whether, and it's like, there's two questions. There's one, if you were representing Nicolas, like, you were playing yourself, you were playing Nicolas Roy as, like, a Carolina Hurricanes prospect, or if they just had you in and, like, you played someone else, which shows would you be in? Because I know them right away. There's the two I would say for you. Let's hear yours, and then I know the two. If it was, like, playing yourself or playing another character.
Like, you mean a character in the TV show?
Yes. So, for example, you would be crazy in Game of Thrones as like one of the guys like in that show, because you know you're a big guy, and I'm sure you would do a lot of damage in all those battles. Like I said, I don't watch the show a lot, but I'm sure that'd be crazy.
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't remember his name though.
But something like that. But for example, if you're playing yourself, you know there are shows like Entourage and Ballers that I think would be funny as well.
Yeah, sure. That's a good question. I don't really know.
What? Maybe Walking Dead.
Yeah, Walking Dead could be. Yeah, probably Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, no, we'll wrap it up soon because I know I'm confusing you a bit with these questions and I apologize. But I don't know because I mean no, we talked like hockey is part of your life. You talk about hockey probably like 98% of the time you're doing an interview, you're talking about hockey. You know, let's talk about some other stuff too. It's not so
fun. Yeah.
Nick, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.
I hope you had fun. And where can people follow you on social media? Like, what's your handles and what are you more active on?
Twitter. I'm more active on Instagram than Twitter.
Okay.
But yeah. I also go on Twitter.
Okay. What's your Twitter handle?
It's NickWaugh55.
Perfect. Well, we wish you all the best this upcoming season. Nick, wherever you play, we'll be rooting for you, man.
Thank you very much.
No problem. This has been Popturnative. You could catch previous episodes of Popturnative on our YouTube page and our SoundCloud page. If you liked what you saw, please give us a like, subscribe to us on YouTube, and leave a comment as well. And until next time, this is Nico Roy and Petey Beats signing off for Popturnative. Enjoy the rest of the week, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to Popturnative. Make sure to check out our past episodes of Popturnative on YouTube. Be sure to like Popturnative on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.